uJoe Biden wacho vele from ekuqaleni ukuthi yena i-cabinet yakhe izo representa ama Americans wonke and sikubonile ke lokhu ngokuqala just njengalaba abayisithupha asebakhethile ukuthi babe ku-cabinet yakhe. Simbone njengobuchilo, simbone efaka umama uLinda Thomas Greenfield e-United Nations, okuyinto enhle kakhulu leyo ngoba ngumuntu omsundu, ngumuntu omnyama and uzokhulumela, uzorepresent i-United States e-United Nations and sikhangelela ukuthi ama-policies akhe azonceda kakhulu izizwe zonke ezilwisa i-democracy ezifana lathi aboZimbabwe lamanye amazwe ase-Africa. So kuyinto enhle kakhulu lokho esikubone kwenza. Sibone njalo efaka futhi umama wesifazi ku-National Intelligence u-Avril Haines. Okuyinto ebingajayelekile leyo ngoba besibona abobaba esikhathini esiningi kade beku-National Intelligence. So kuyajabulisa kakhulu. Okunye okujabulise kakhulu lokhu sibone efaka ubaba u-Alejandro Mayorkas oyisizalwane saseCuba ukuthi kube nguye usecretary we-Homeland Security. Lokhu kujabulisa kakhulu ngoba siyazi ukuthi i-Homeland Security yiyo edila ngendaba ze-immigration and siyazi ukuthi lapha silama immigrants amaningi abuya ama-Hispanics. So kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukuthi labo bazothola i-representation ku-cabinet ngoba sibone behlukunyezwa kakhulu ngesikhathi sikahulumende kaTrump lapho abantwana ade behlukaniswa khona labazali babo eborder. So kuyinto enhle kakhulu yokubona umuntu owesi-Hispanic ethatha over i-Homeland Security and ngokokuqala lokhu akaze kwenzakala. Sibone futhi eletha back uJohn Kerry ukuthi abe ngu-climate secretary. Siyazi uJohn Kerry wayengu-secretary we-state ngesikhathi sika-Obama and uJohn Kerry nguye omunye wabanye ababhala i-Paris Climate Agreement. So iyajabulisa kakhulu i-cabinet ka-Joe Biden so far.
Ubona njani wena indlela eyenzakala ngayo ukuthi uMnumzana Biden obeqale wavinjwa ukuthi aphiwe intambo zombuso?
Njengoba sisazi ukuthi wonke ama-cabinet secretaries lawa kumele aqale avunyelwe yi-Senate ukuthi ba-appointwe. And kukhona ukuthi kungaba lo dubo lapho ngama-Republican senators ngoba abaningi bakhona kubathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi bavume ukuthi uJoe Biden nguye owinileyo ngendaba zokuthi uTrump ubegijimisa eyakhe i-agenda yokuzama ukuqilibezela kulolu khetho sithi yena nguye owawinayo, even though kusobala kumuntu wonke nje jikelele ukuthi wadliwa and wadliwa ngezinga elikhulu kakhulu. I think i-behavior ka-Trump izo create ama problems for uku-appointwa kwalaba abantu e-Senate ngoba kutsho ukuthi ngezinye indlela kule doubt engqondweni zabanye abantu ukuthi uBiden wawina ngempela, since njengoba uDonald Trump lamanje nje sikunje ulokhu engakavumi ukukonsider ukuthi wadliwa. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi thina ama-institutions awe-America aqine kakhulu ukuthi akula umuntu oyi-one noma ungumongameli awulawo amandla okuthi ungenza umathanda, unlike lokhu esiloku kubona kusenzakala kuma-Banana Republic or kwamazwe lapho i-democracy engaqinanga kakhona. Ulapho upresident ayenza khona umathanda noma ma engatshontsha ama-elections wonke umuntu uphomba ukuvumelana lakho. Lapho e-America I think kulama-institutions aqine kakhulu. That's why sibona nje noma uTrump engafuni ukuvuma ukuthi udliwe kodwa uJoe Biden uyaqhubekela phambili ngomsebenzi okubusa uku-take over. Now useyaphointile i-cabinet yakhe and iyajabulisa kakhulu i-cabinet yakhe ayaphointileyo. So sizobona ukuthi ama-Republicans azobehave kanjani ku-Senate mase sekumele ukuthi ba-approve lawo ma-nominations ka-Joe Biden.